The microphones are on, folks, and the cameras are rolling. Good evening to everyone, and welcome to tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting. The meeting is called to order. Let the record show that Alderman Vogelsberg and Alderman Pollack are not going to be joining us tonight. Alderman Vogelsberg is with her daughter visiting colleges, and her and Mark are celebrating their 24th anniversary tonight. So apparently they're heading to, like, I don't know, Long John Silver's or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a big night for the Vogelsbergs. Before we begin, I want to take a moment of personal privilege and send out a big thank you to the good people at Fox Valley Orthopedics. My daughter Grace, who's a senior at Geneva High School, had ACL surgery today. She came through with flying colors, and I could not say enough good things about the folks at Fox Valley Orthopedics. So I'm sure Grace is not watching, but nevertheless, I owe them a thanks and $25,000. Okay. We have a full agenda tonight, folks. Item number one is to consider the consent agenda. All items, one, are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Brown, seconded by Mr. Hill. Questions or comments regarding the minutes? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Before you, ladies and gentlemen, although this item is not on the agenda, there is a copy of a proclamation that I presented yesterday afternoon here at the Universalist Unitarian Society of Geneva. Yesterday was the commemorative Days of Remembrance Day throughout the world, remembering the Holocaust and those who perished in that unspeakable period of time. At the UUS, we had representatives from the Muslim faith, the Christian faith, those who practice as they see fit, and others. And we had a guest speaker named Dr. Hans Kowski, who was a physicist for 40 years at Fermilab. He knows Dr. Brown, our very Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown knows Dr. Kowski. And this was the first time ever that Dr. Kowski spoke of his Holocaust experience in public. It was an extraordinarily moving moment. He spoke obviously without notes. He spoke simply behind a microphone. He talked about how he survived those years, and of course he talked about how many in his family, uncles, aunts, nieces, and nephews, were killed at the hands of Nazis. So it was an extraordinary afternoon. And I dedicated a proclamation to this effort, which is before you tonight, so I wanted all of you just to be aware. And I suspect that they will be hosting this event annually here in the city of Geneva. It falls on the Jewish calendar, the 27th of Nisan every year, which is usually around April 11th, April 19th, May 1st, somewhere in that time period. So I'll be certain to let all of you know next year. So, items of business, ladies and gentlemen. Item 3A, consider request by the Geneva Lions Club to solicit donations May 14th and 15th, 2010, and related proclamation for diabetes awareness campaign. That was a quick motion by Flanagan, a second by Alderman Hill. Why don't we first begin with the Diabetes Awareness Campaign proclamation? We have the motion. We have the second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We have a special guest with us today. He is known to wear many hats, and apparently he brought one with him tonight as well. That premature balding is really catching up to him. This is Dave Oberg, the Executive Director of the Geneva History Center, and I believe the campaign chairman.
That is correct. That
for this
correct.
Year's diabetes awareness effort. So, Mr. Oberg, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I will keep it brief, despite my reputation.
Well, it's okay, because, you know, if you keep talking, I got the microphone switch, so it's all good.
All right. Just to let you know, Friday and Saturday, May 14th and 15th, the Geneva Lions Club will be holding Diabetes Awareness Days in Geneva. We'll have volunteers from the Geneva Lions Club and Leo's Club distributing literature, collecting donations, and educating the public about this debilitating disease. Today, diabetes is the fifth leading cause of death in the United States and affects more than 21 million Americans, with another 54 million Americans classified as pre-diabetic. Complications include kidney failure, blindness, lower limb amputation, heart disease, and stroke. And the cause is very personal to me. My grandmother suffered from diabetes and lost her eyesight to it. My mother is currently managing her diabetes, and we lost our Aunt Dorothy to the disease as well. So I invite all of you to help us raise awareness and funds to continue progress in combating this disease. And I thank you for your consideration, and I thought I'd even take the opportunity to pass a hat, and if I'm going to do that, I want to pick a big hat.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else looking for money tonight? That's pretty clever, Oberg.
We can.
Notice how we all just borrowed $20 from Piper.
That wouldn't be the first time.
I could fix you up.
And Mr. Oberg, I have the official proclamation for you if you'd like to take this with you. And
thank you very much.
Thank you.
I put a contribution in. Let the record show. Let's see how much Maladra puts in.
Well, he pressed money down.
Thank you for your kind support. Thank you.
Thank you. We approve the proclamation. I'd also like a separate motion to request the solicitation authorization on May 14th and 15th.
Second.
Motion by Dantino, seconded by Piper. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Great. Happy soliciting. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Dave. Good to see you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Always I'll see you later in the week, right?
I hope so.
Absolutely. Item 3B is consider Geneva Green Market Swedish Days street closure request, June 24th, 2010.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marks, seconded by Brown. Questions or comments?
I have a question there.
Mr. Hill.
I talked to Paul earlier today, I'm sure that you've checked into it, but I was concerned about a previous experience of activities on Hamilton in that neighborhood with some people who were displaying craft work further west on Hamilton, but they were parking their overnight campers there, and the condensers were keeping people in the condominiums awake. So I guess we're not having any type of buses or anything down there?
No, not that I know of any buses, but the only refrigerated truck that I know of is the one that they sell meat in, yeah. And I confirmed today that they come at 6 o'clock in the morning and they don't stay overnight, so they'll be good. Setting up at 6 in the, as usual, and then where they open at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Is that 6 o'clock is a little contrary to our ordinance of noises, I think, at that time of the morning, even on the weekends. But I doubt it's going to be as noisy as what had been experienced previously.
Well, I mean, I can further coordinate that with them, and maybe they, maybe he doesn't. I don't know how long he needs to set up, and more than that. But other than they said they would come at 6 o'clock, I didn't realize if it was at 6 it was going to be you.
The ordinance says 7 o'clock. You're not supposed to be doing anything. And that's what we've upheld in that neighborhood and every neighborhood in the community.
I mean, I can talk to them, about it's kind of hard to get there at 7 with the truck and set up. But in the same end, I can find out maybe they only need to be there at 6:45 or something.
Sure. That would probably be better. Or maybe leave the condenser off for a while, and as long as the meat doesn't spoil.
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure of. I'll find out. Maybe they can. I don't know. You really don't. You don't want to mess with that too much, but, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Anyone else? We have a motion by Marks, a second by Brown to approve item 3B. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item 3C, consider request from the Cultural Arts Commission to award contract to the Prairie Brass Band for a July 11th, 2010 concert at River Park.
So moved.
Second.
Brown makes the motion, and Mr. Marks, who actually plays do you play the pan flute? Is that right, Mr. Marks?
No way.
Seconded by Mr. Marks. Questions or comments? for Mr. Evans? Hearing none, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Well, sure, this isn't starting at 7 a.m., right?
Just a mic check at 7 a.m.
I think it's interesting to point out, Mr. Mayor, that this is three events that were not conducted down there at that site last year, and these are paid for by the proceeds from the Cultural Arts Commission Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
So the more money they make, the more cultural arts we can see in our community.
Or free concerts.
Good stuff.
It's a good one.
Item 3C passed unanimously. Item 3D is to consider a request for the use of public right-of-way for Gardenology and Surety Bond Requirement Waiver.
So moved.
Motion by Piper.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singer. Questions or comments for the gardenologist himself, Mr. Evans? Hearing none, seeing none. Does everyone know what a surety bond is?
Sure do.
All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you. Item 3E, consider request by Fox River Trail runners to hold a Viking Sunset Family Night 5K run and use of city right-of-way and police services on July 28, 2010.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hill. We're going to give that one to Flanagan since Piper didn't sound sincere.
Very quiet.
Wow.
Questions or comments?
It's a tough room, Ralph.
Yeah.
Evans, this is yours as well, huh, man? Or is this DeVita? Any questions for Ellen DeVita, one of the great long-distance runners of America?
I can say this has come by my house in previous years, and it's a good bunch of people. And
yeah,
it's going through the neighborhoods. It encourages a few people to get out there and do some exercising and clean up their lawns and a few other things. So they do a very nice job, and it's not an imposition on anyone. They come by quickly.
Too quickly. Anyone else? We have a motion by Hill, a second by Flanagan. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3F is to consider a request by Multisport Madness Kids Incorporated to hold Kids Triathlon at Del Nor Health and Wellness Center and the surrounding neighborhoods on May 30th, 2010.
So moved.
Second.
Singer makes the motion and Marks makes the second. This is a great event. It's been going on for years. I mean, years and years and years and years and years. Some of these kids have actually gone on to compete at the national level. It's very impressive and frightening how healthy they really are. Questions or comments regarding this matter? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3G, consider memorandum of understanding between the City of Geneva and the Chicago chapter of the American Red Cross related to emergency response to man-made and natural disasters.
So moved.
Second.
Singer makes the motion. Dantino makes the second. Any questions or comments regarding the MOU? Yeah, Alderman Singer, then Alderman Hill, then Alderman Flanagan.
I'm not sure if this is germane to the issue, but Alderman Flanagan and myself.
Mr. Singer, if you could speak into the microphone. And,
oh,
sorry about that. We have a
problem. Okay. How's that?
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not sure this is germane to the issue, but Alderman Flanagan and I received a rather scathing email from one of our constituents regarding the slight tremor that existed here some time ago. And they were rather amiss at the reasoning as to why they weren't in some way forewarned. I mean, how does one explain an earthquake and be able to
way
predict
to go,
the
Steve.
Possibilities of something like that occurring? Is there an answer to this question?
No.
I didn't think so.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah,
I know the chief has Mother Nature on speed dial, but apparently she never called. And
yeah,
we have no advance warning when there's going to be an earthquake.
No, I wouldn't think so. I wanted to go to the source here of this reliable information. So I appreciate that, Chief. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Hill, then Alderman Flanagan.
Do we have this agreement in writing somewhere? Or is
that there's no.
Isn't there some kind of an agreement that we've agreed to, or we are? Or?
I'm
Is that in writing?
It's a memorandum of understanding. On that memorandum, we'll actually build the agreement.
Oh, okay.
Right. Memorandum of understanding is in the packet.
Right.
And it's between the Chicago chapter of the American Red Cross, the city of Geneva, where they will assist us if there's a disaster situation that we have to do evacuations, and they'll be with the shelters. They'll set up the shelters and operate them.
The chain of command remains with our operations center, but the Red Cross provides assistance, and we direct them how to provide that assistance.
Well, they maintain control. As long as they have control of the
Shelters. Shelters, right.
Right. This doesn't represent an expense to the city. Yeah.
And the reason why this is with the Chicago chapters, as we all know, the Chicago chapter recently enveloped the Fox Valley chapter of the American Red Cross through a cost-conscious merging effort. So,
great. Thank you very much.
Alderman Flanagan.
Which leads to my question. Is the facility in St. Charles then going to dissolve, or is it going to still remain there? Or?
It's been dissolved. I think they use it for storage of vehicles. Oh. But otherwise, that staff has been rolled into the Chicago office.
I see. Thank you.
Alderman Brown.
I presume that this agreement is similar to what we had with the Fox Valley chapter. Is that correct?
We didn't have one with the Fox Valley chapter, but the Chicago chapter does set this up, and we met with them about 6 weeks ago. And they've distributed this throughout the Fox Valley area. They're asking all the cities to adopt this.
So this is just a matter of everybody being on the same page.
It's sort of everybody agrees this is how we're going to play if we have an event.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone from the audience? The motion offered by Singer and seconded by Dantino. All in favor?
Yes. Back to Alderman Singer's question, I guess. I mean, not question, but he made an interesting thought in my thought processes. If there was a disaster, should one not call 911 to ask about that? Or how does someone find out other than turning on their radio?
We recommend that they use the major media outlets, which would be turning on your radio, go to the TV, satellite. On an issue of an earthquake, we have no more information than what the media is able to develop. Okay. We do not have any source for that. Weather emergencies like tornadoes, we have spotters for such as that. But calling 911 for asking information, that overloads the system and then prevents people who have a genuine need of emergency services of being able to get in to call for help. So we really ask people not to call 911 for information and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Again, the motion by Singer, seconded by Dantino. Item 3G, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3H is to consider approval of bid award to ESG Safety in the amount of $42,550 for fire department personnel protective clothing and alternative bid for fire helmets.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Flanagan. Questions for the chief? Is this protective clothing really necessary? No, I'm just kidding. Anyone from the audience? Chief, how long have you been on board?
31 years in June.
That's impressive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Got the gray hair. Show it, too.
But how? And chief, you've been chief for how many years?
It'll be 14 years in August, in July. And I was paid on call 5 years before I started full-time.
Yeah, that's not bored you.
Yeah.
Just answer the question.
So that tie you're wearing was two when he started. That's impressive.
Well, he was sick a couple of years.
Yes, he was.
Was a little
sick on the tie.
We have a motion by Piper, a second by Flanagan. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Joke.
Item 3I, consider approval of agreement with the University of Illinois for free tuition, no, I'm kidding, for use of Cornerstone Grant for Fire Service Vehicle Operator Course.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Hill. Questions for the chief? This is good stuff.
This is good.
Very good stuff, actually. Alderman Brown.
Chief Olson, is this a course you expect all your firefighters to take in due course of time?
Yes, this class is mandatory for all of our members, those who are not able to attend because of prior commitments like full-time employment, we're planning on hosting it again later in this year. And after we get through this class, we'll have instructors in-house who can do this so we don't have to have the university come in.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Questions for the chief? Does this require you to root for the Illini, chief, or is this in any way, shape, or form connected to your... That's good.
Yes, sir.
Gotta be insane to...
Chief's an NIU fan? Are you an NIU fan, chief?
Well, got my master's there, yes, but I don't know if I...
So you spend $60,000 and you become a fan, is that what you're saying?
No.
Just kidding.
No, I can't say I'm an NIU. I have no comment either way.
Chief's a Marmion fan.
There's no good answer.
On item 3I, we have a motion by Piper, a second by Hill. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3J, consider draft resolution authorizing the execution of licensing agreement and community guidelines between the City of Geneva and the Geneva Masonic Temple Association for the installation of interpretive Lincoln Highway mural at 10 South 2nd Street.
So move.
Second.
Singer makes the motion and Hill makes the second. We have our historic preservation planner, Carla Kulfus, with us tonight, who's got a brief presentation to give us. You'll get an idea of where 10 South 2nd Street is. Just a few years ago, we actually erected a plaque on that building as well to commemorate the, I want to say the 100 years of Masons, but...
Which remote is for the little one? Thank you. Should have got this ready beforehand. So I have a brief presentation to you tonight regarding the...
Carl, we're going to try to broadcast this on the... Oh, there we go. Almost got it. Was that down all the way?
I think so.
But it's okay.
I feel like Commissioner Gordon. Who knows who Commissioner Gordon is?
Batman.
That is not Batman. Yeah. Commissioner Gordon's commissioner.
Well,
he was on the show Batman.
Okay. He reports to Batman.
Let it be known that Dantino knows the chain of command.
Another spirit of debate at City Council.
Carla Olliers, sorry about
First
that.
First of all, just on our front page here is just a little map of the eastern section of the Lincoln Highway. Before we get started, Director Ellen Navita and I have been working with the Illinois Lincoln Highway Coalition on the next grant program that they are offering, an interpretive mural for the Lincoln Highway. The program is being offered to select cities where the highway was located throughout the state of Illinois. The $10,000 mural is available through a grant program through the Illinois Department of Tourism. The mural size is proposed to be about 200 square feet and will be painted on a die-bond panel, and then the panel is attached to a wood frame, which is then attached to the wall. Since the panel does not advertise a product or a business in Geneva or elsewhere, it is not considered a sign per the city's sign code. Tonight, we're requesting approval to sign off on the community guidelines, which is an agreement with the Illinois Lincoln Highway Coalition regarding the mural, and an approval for the license agreement with the property owner, the Geneva Masonic Lodge, where the mural is proposed to be located. The community guidelines specify that the mural is to be located adjacent to the Lincoln Highway. And just for your information, the Lincoln Highway originally came up north on First Street, turned west onto State Street. But in 1919, that route was changed to Third Street, and the reason was because of the intersection of automobile and train traffic going into the Geneva Yard. There was several accidents, so they moved the route to Third Street. Along the Lincoln Highway, the ideal location for the mural is a north and east wall on a building, and this is a great location for the mural, as less sunlight would be in contact with the mural. Thus, staff contacted the Masonic Lodge group, and they were interested in talking with us further. The property is located at 10 South 2nd Street, also known as 202 West State, where the Masonic Lodge is located. Their entrance is on 2nd Street, and then HALSA is the commercial tenant on fronting on State Street. By way of example, there are several communities that already have murals. These include DeKalb, Creston, Rochelle, Aurora, Genoa.
Mm-hmm. Genoa.
Genoa. and Cortland. The city's responsibility with regard to the mural includes signing of the community guidelines and entering into a license agreement. Staff has worked with the Geneva Masonic Lodge to establish the license agreement, and the license agreement runs for 15 years, which reflects the current lifespan of many of the existing artists' murals. As part of the license agreement, and because of concerns from the Masons and losing institutional memory of the agreement, we are also proposing to install a small plaque adjacent to the mural identifying the terms of the license agreement. The city will install the mural, constructing a wood frame structure which will hold the mural in place and then be attached to the wall, to the building wall, through its mortar joints, so there's no permanent damage to the brick. Estimated installation costs are about $400, and estimated cost to install the bronze plaque will be $100 to $200. This is our current draft design for the proposed mural. It's a work in progress. It includes a streetscape photograph, a historic photograph of State Street, focusing on the stop-and-go light that was at the intersection of State Street and 3rd Street. It at one point featured the Lincoln Highway L logo, as you see in the bottom right-hand corner. In addition, we also had our own motorcycle policeman. So like some of the other murals focusing on a center object that sort of comes forward, we think it would be really great to have the motorcycle policeman to come forward out of the mural as well. In addition, we're considering having some photographs of maybe some of the places people would have stopped while they came through Geneva, like the Hotel Geneva or used the Pure Oil gas station. And just still a little bit about the text. The text says, Geneva, a trip through history. The first paragraph, shaped by the river, linked by the railroad, advanced by industry, and connected by the Lincoln Highway. Geneva is a trip through history. So I don't know if you have any questions or comments. Be happy to answer any.
Questions for Ms. Kolfus. Alderman Brown, Alderman Singer, Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Has the commercial tenant been at least notified and knows what's happening?
The Halsey, you mean? They have not been notified.
I would think that in the best interest of everyone, they should be brought on board.
Okay.
The building is owned by?
By the Geneva Masonic
right.
Lodge.
Yes, I'm sure that's Geneva. True. Yeah, I'm sure Halsey renters, but it's
sure.
still.
Sure,
helps a lot if everybody is notified before.
It'd be a nice marketing for them at the mural. Alderman Singer.
Is that the final design?
No, it's our latest design. We've been working with Ron Rawson and Dave Oberg at the History Center. They provided a variety of historic photographs and images. This is something I just put together to try to get our artists to start thinking about what we can use and what the text will be. The final design will be reviewed by the committee with which consists of Ellen, Dave Oberg, Ron Rawson, and myself.
Will we have a say in the decision of the final design?
Ellen?
Nice deflection, Carla. Yeah. Nice job.
The murals themselves are very, very simple if you look at these. Mm-hmm. And the artist is going to take license on it. And they will not begin drawing it until we finish with the design guidelines, et cetera, and they know we're serious about moving forward. This project's been in the works for, I would say, 3 to 4 years. It was sitting on the books when I got here. And it took us a while to find a building, find a property owner that would agree to it. We went back and forth with Attorney Radovich on the agreement for a couple months, actually. He has agreed, he has okayed the agreement. They're running out of time. The murals have to be painted by June of this year, so the end of the state's cycle. Well, so it's a kind of do it now or forget it decision, unfortunately.
Will it be portrayed in color as some of, as these are? These are far more impressive, I feel, than the one that I just saw that you're submitting.
We're not submitting that as the mural. We're submitting it as the concept.
Concept.
And the artist will be able to take those images and create these artworks as he's done in these other communities. It's just a guideline from our standpoint as to what we're interested in having.
We had actually seen a picture in the archives of the motorcycle policeman coming at this corner, and what we like is that the Lincoln Highway monument actually stood there, and many of those buildings are still distinguishable.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that would be neat that people could still see what it looked like in 1920.
Next question. Who will be responsible for maintaining the product?
Well, it's our hope. Well, we should say that the artist who has fabricated murals and is fabricating the murals for the program has fabricated murals that have been already installed in other locations up for 15 years and has experience with the Daibon material and has experience with it that shows that it has a longevity, especially with the two coats of the clear coat on it that really helps with dirt and any sort of graffiti as well. So the city is responsible for maintenance, but it's not anticipated that there is heavy-duty maintenance involved.
And the agreement is written for 15 years, and after 15 years, we'll assess what it needs. We talked to Belvedere, which has over almost 20 murals up there. Carla talked at length to the artist. We talked to Jan Schmuckel on our Cultural Arts Commission, who's a commercial artist herself. She said, don't be afraid of the maintenance. At that point, it's probably going to take some washing and two more coats of clear coat.
Mm.
Okay. And she said, worst comes to worst, someone's going to have to get up there and paint for an afternoon. But she really was positive about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for those responses. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome, sir. Alderman Flanagan?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just have a question because under their recommendations, the ILHC, they say there should be no clear coat of graffiti protection yet.
Well, it's my understanding that the artist already has.
Will allow for touching and up the mural should any damage or vandalism occur. I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
It was my understanding that there was two coats of a clear, clear coat put on that would help to deal with dirt and vandalism.
I was just asking why we differed.
Yeah. Ellen, is that?
I'm trying to read.
Okay. It's the last page, the signature line, a signature page of the guidelines, I guess. Interpretive mural project community guidelines, the last page of that, under care and maintenance.
Yeah, it's right there.
So that was just my question is, why do we choose to do it that way, I guess? Sorry.
Well, it's interesting that the agreement talks about there being no clear coat when we're working with the artist that's
been working with
the coalition on the production of the murals that
so
says
that
there is.
So he must feel confident that that's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the language unless prearranged the language that we should hang our hat on? So prearranged means we can arrange for that to be done. Correct. Just to cover our
side. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever we need to clean up, we can clean up, no pun intended, before next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Childish. And that was my question. Another question I was going to ask is who is going to be doing the rendition, but apparently there's the artist already.
Yes.
That they meaning.
The coalition is working with an artist who works with the actual mural production company.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Dantino.
Quick question. Where on the building does that go? If you pull up the next slide, I think it's the next one after these.
It's our hope that the...
Because you would want it up high, I would think, but...
Yeah. The mural will go about here. There's supports for the platform for the emergency exit, so it would start here and be here. There's no stipulations that it be elevated off a certain level from the ground with the community guidelines. So, you know, as it is now, it's a blank wall, so it's a great location for a piece of artwork.
It just would be nice if it could be up in the air. You would see it while you were driving, but obviously the door is in the way of that and the windows.
If I could respond, Alderman Flanagan, I've looked at this again. I think that what this is saying is that it's coming as it is. Don't continue to clear coat it, because we specifically talked to the artist, and they said that was how it came, and that was why they knew that they were lasting at least 15 years. And regarding the location of the building, we really, truly had trouble finding a building on the right side of the street that had a space big enough because of our architecture. We have so many windows, and the scale of our buildings are so small. Our first choice, actually, we would have loved to have had it on the Little Owl, and the Arbizani family wasn't interested. They were concerned about the brick and what it could do with water behind it all. And these are mounted in such a way that that's taken care of. You know, the artist themselves has mounted these all over. If you Google Shawcraft sign out of Belvedere, you'll see a really neat slideshow on all the murals they've built. We also looked at the Geneva Tyrannato, the Willie building, but it's on the other side of the street, so this was our preference. But those were the three main buildings we thought had potential.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the dais? From the audience? We have a motion by Singer and a second by Hill, according to my notes. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
Item 3K. Consider draft resolution adopting City of Geneva design guidelines for historic properties.
So move.
Second.
Singer makes the motion, and Maladra makes the second to put this matter on the floor. Again, the podium belongs to Ms. Kulfus. The floor is yours.
Thank you. The Historic Preservation Commission is pleased to submit this final draft of the design guidelines for historic properties for your review. The completion of the design guidelines was not just a goal of the commission, but was outlined as a directive under Vision 1 of the City of Geneva's 2017 strategic plan, which says we honor and preserve our community heritage and character. The purpose of the design guidelines is to assist owners and tenants of historic properties when applying for permits for exterior improvements. The design guidelines are not, in a sense, new, as the standards were adopted in 1995. They are not regulations, but guidelines. Guidelines created to illustrate and enhance the principles already set forth in the standards. The guidelines were first reviewed by you all, by the Committee of the Whole on January 11th, followed by a review by the Geneva Downtown Partnership on January 12th. The guidelines were made available on the city's website from mid-January to mid-February with an online comment box as well. We met with the downtown property owners on March 2nd and presented the guidelines to them at that time. And the Preservation Commission reviewed the final draft on March 16th, recommending your review and adoption. During the comment period, we received 15 comments, and comments with suggestions about the text and photos were invaluable to us as we produced the final draft. The final draft reflects some of those comments. So I don't know if you have any questions or comments about the design guidelines.
It's a big project, one that I know Carla has been pressured, as has Mr. Unsch, to complete and bring forward. So now is the time to ask questions. And, of course, we reserve next Monday evening to ask questions as well. So the floor belongs to the committee. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Were the 15 people who commented notified about the meeting in front of the Preservation Committee and tonight's meeting?
No, I did not notify them. I did respond to each comment, though, letting them know that their comment was received and that their comments were included in the draft.
I think it's probably a matter of good sense that we contact them and point out that the final passage will be next week. You know, they, as you know, some of them put a lot of time and effort into going through it and trying to help you out. And I suspect that, as I say, it's a matter of good taste that we allow them notification of when we're going to pass it. Thank you.
Anyone else? Alderman Singer?
Well, and besides, as a segue to Alderman Brown, these people should be commented on the time and effort that they put into this issue. It's not been easy for you. I'm sure it hasn't. So I think we should have an opportunity to say thank you.
Thank you.
That's to the four members of the committee that put the work in, because they put the majority in. You were one of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my neighbor was one, too.
Yeah, the subcommittee consisted of the chairman, Scott Roy, Nanette Anderson, Director Unsch, and myself.
Tremendous amount of effort. But there were also people who read it carefully. So
yes.
the community is interested in this document. So that's why I wanted to make sure they at least know when it was going to have its final presentation to the council. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the most salient words in the entire document is it's not regulatory but guidelines. Mm-hmm. So it provides a little bit of cushion, if you will, for those who might fear that there's additional regulations being imposed upon them. Anyone from the audience regarding this document and the good work of Ms. Kulfus and her team? We have a motion by Singer. We have a second by Malaja to advance this to the council for consideration. All in favor of item 3K, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
Item 3L is to consider grant of stormwater easement and agreement for same for the Dunston Road Drainage Improvement Project.
So moved.
Second.
Malaja makes the motion and Marks makes the second. Questions or comments? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor of item 3L, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item 3M, consider draft resolution authorizing bids in the amount of $83,870 for the annual purchase of primary cable with HD utility supply and power line supply.
So moved.
Second.
Brown makes the motion, and Marks ekes out Alderman Hill for the second. Questions or comments for Mr. Buffington? The enthusiasm is just, it's just overwhelming. It's just, it's amazing, isn't it? It's like, what happened to the Cubs today? Did they win?
Yes, they won 9-5.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, then.
Two to ten.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Buffington, now that we have the bids out and approved, apparently, do you have any idea when this product will have its start?
I believe it's in May.
In May?
If you'd like to have the exact date, I can get you that date.
Well, I'm not too concerned. Yeah, I would like to know that, but will my constituents know the date?
Yes, they will.
They will. That's important. I thank you for that, sir. And I thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome, Mr. Singer. Anyone else on the dais? From the audience? We haven't seen you in a while, Mr. Buffington. How you been, man?
Awful nice.
For who?
Was that a non sequitur?
There you go.
I have been fine, Mayor.
Smart guy.
Isn't he? We have a motion and a second. All in favor of item 3M, as in my, oh my, as he
walk away.
Witty. Please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Thank you, Mike. Item 3N, as in Nancy's Pizza. Consider bid award in the amount of $882,391.75 with Ploti Construction.
So moved.
Second.
For the 2010 street improvement project offered by Piper, seconded by Flanagan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is important because all of us realize that we receive numerous phone calls from constituents regularly asking, A, why isn't my street and or sidewalk on the program, and B, why is my street?
Uh-huh.
So now's the time to ask questions. And I believe to answer those questions is Pam Broviak, our city engineer, who is joined by not only her husband tonight. This must be one of the family members, one of your sons?
Yeah, this is Tom. He's the freshman I have at high school.
Tom, how's it going, man?
Good.
Good. Hey, your mom's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sound like Mrs. McKittrick. Pam, welcome. Alderman Flanagan?
It was really great that it came under bid.
Yes. We kind of expected that based on what the contractor had suggested to us before the bid, but we're very pleased also.
Yeah, that's what I just wanted to point that out. I thought that was really super.
So. Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Pam, since it did come under bid, is there a possibility that we might be able to include one or two other streetscapes?
Well, unfortunately, with this being an IDOT-approved project, they don't allow you to come in and add an extra street. I've had experience in the past where they might allow you to extend a street that's already on the program. Okay. But if you wanted to do a completely different street, usually I've never heard of them allowing it.
Okay. Next question. When will this project have its beginning?
Well, wait for council approval at the council meeting, and then we'll submit the notice to proceed to the contractor. So I would expect that. Well, and they have to get contracts signed. I expect sometime in May that would start.
Okay. And again, our constituency will be aware of when the project has its beginning?
Yes, yes.
Very good. Thank you, Pamela. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As a matter of fact, we got a copy in the email of a notice that Mr. Orozco sent out. That was the notification, was it, to the people about this project, or was it something else?
I believe that might have been the Dunstan Road. We sent out a Dunstan Road notification.
Right, yeah, that's what it was.
There was also some easement notifications as well for residents of Pepper Valley, I know.
Right.
So that would have come from electric, yes.
Yeah, that was electric.
Basically, the same sort of letter goes out as soon as this contract is...
Yes, we notify people. We've also put it on the website. What we're trying to do is the initial letter go to the residents, but then encourage after that, well, from here on out, we'll be putting all of our notifications on the website.
Will you have the usual meeting at Public Works where people can come and ask questions?
From what I understand, that's how Elton led me to believe. This is my first time going through the road project process.
We are going to hold you personally responsible. You and Tom. Tom?
That's okay.
Heads up, man.
Mm-hmm. In previous years, the notice has included an open house at Public Works and invited people to come and ask questions. And it's been sparsely attended, but attended by a few people who really had important questions. So,
yeah, I'm expecting it to be somewhat like the electric one was the other night that we all attended.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the dais, from the audience? No. Tom, you're a freshman at Geneva High School? How's it going so far, man?
Good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Good. Why are you here with your dad? Because every time your dad shows up, these meetings go forever.
Exactly.
Exactly. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you, City Engineer Broviak. Thank you, Tom. Item 3-0, consider draft resolution authorizing the purchase of streetlight poles and fixtures in the amount of $34,822 for the 2010-11 cable replacement project.
Move approval.
Second.
Whatever.
We're going to give Hill the motion and Brown the second. You, Mr. Singer, are the Ross Perot of the council tonight. You came in third. So. Questions or comments regarding the pole replacement? Streetlights. Mr. Buffington, the man with enthusiasm running amok, is here to answer our questions. Gee, Mike, we haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
Just fine. Very happy when he's not been.
Real nice. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Let's see. If we delay this by 17 minutes. Now it's the insurance people. Item 3P. Consider approval of general liability, property, and workers' compensation insurance policies renewals in the amount of $392,531.
So moved.
Second.
Brown makes the motion. Marks makes the second. Questions or comments for either our two guests this evening and or Ms. Dawkins?
Where's our insurance expert, Mr. Pollock, when we need him?
Yes.
He doesn't have a liability to leave the house tonight. That'll be recorded, and I'll be getting hell for that one. Do you guys want to introduce yourself, elucidate? Provide any additional information? Is there anything, Stephanie, you'd like to share? It's all good news, right? You guys want to introduce yourselves? We always see you sitting in the back, and you never say anything, which worries the heck out of us.
I can talk for 16 minutes.
I'll split it with you.
I'm Rich Tekluska. I'm with Arthur J. Gallagher, head up the public entity team in our corporate offices in Itasca, Illinois. And that's Jessica Edelman, and she's the account executive on your account.
Was this a good year for... insurance, competitive? I see lots of names here.
Yeah, we went out to market this year at the direction of staff because last year we didn't. I think if you recall, like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, we went through and there was a considerable amount of savings. And usually you do this every second or third year. Rates were pretty consistent last year, and this year we got a pretty good renewal. The only increases were really in the property values and a little bit on the workers' compensation. The marketplace has been pretty stable.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the dais? Anything at all from the audience? Mr. Kilberg.
What were the city's claims the last microphone. Year as far as liability, and were there Jesus. Any claims last year?
Yeah, we don't have that information with us, but we can get that to you.
And just for the benefit of those watching at home, can you repeat that question that Mr. Kilberg asked? I should have asked Dean to come to the microphone, but I did not. So.
If there were any liability claims or workers' compensation claims and what the amounts were.
Okay. Stephanie, do you don't happen to have that?
I have that information off the top of my head. So okay. I know we had one fairly significant workers' comp claim this past year and one from 2007. Which affected our rates for the workers' comp.
Right.
Which in workers' comp, we're self-insured. This is for the excess insurance.
Alderman Flanagan?
Just a quick question. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have the same coverage, though?
I mean, yes.
You know, there's no change in coverage or...
Yeah, there was one quote that was, I wouldn't even call it competitive, but they did match up with the bid specifications that we put out, and they were probably about $100,000 more than what your quote is right now. There were a couple other carriers that were interested in quoting, but they wanted higher self-insured retentions, or they didn't provide all the coverages that we were asking for.
Hmm. Anyone else? Mr. Kilberg. Now, this time, you got to join us with the microphone. As George Bush said, fool me once and then fool me what? Was that Bush or was that Quail?
How does the premium compare with last year?
Up about 2.3%.
An increase of 2.3%.
Yes.
Overall.
Is that the same coverage then, you said, essentially?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Must be people in the insurance industry are getting a raise this year.
It's a fascinating business. We have a motion by Brown and a second by Marks. Any additional questions or comments? All in favor, with the caveat that Stephanie will provide the information requested by Citizen Kilberg, just so that we all have that in front of us? No, just an aggregate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the aggregate amount. So,
Number and the aggregate.
Yeah,
right?
The number and the aggregate. Yeah, exactly.
We
Excuse
don't
me.
Need each individual claim.
Yeah. Okay. With that caveat, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Item four, look at that, new business. Any new business from any member of the audience tonight? Broviak, anything you want to add, Pam? Tom? Oh, yeah, we have another meeting, too. Just relax, okay? Ooh, Mr. Broviak, nothing. Zach, anything?
No, sir.
Larry?
Sir.
From the council, dais, Mr. Brown.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, unfortunately, you know that we've gotten a few complaints about the noxious odors at Burgess Norton since we all saw the picture of the equipment moving out of town. Hopefully, this is just residue of the odor that's in the walls or something. All along, I've worried that we hadn't identified the correct source. I hope that's not true. I hope the city will stay on top of it. I drove by tonight, and it was noxious.
Point taken.
Whoever was involved, I think Chief Custer was, the Deputy Chief Custer, and a few other people. Custer, I think if they could stay on it, because there's certainly people out there complaining. I believe you were copied on some of the letters that Alderman
yeah.
Hill and myself got.
Sure was. In fact, I just received one tonight prior to the meeting. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? New business? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
By Hill, seconded by Singer. All in favor, please say aye.
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 We're going to take a 20-second break and then kick off for a notice of a special council meeting. Or actually host a special council meeting. Excuse me. Shoot. Microphones are off.
Yeah, he didn't.
He'd never get out of bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the microphones are back on. The cameras are as they were rolling, and I would like to entertain a motion to open up the special city council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marx, seconded by Piper. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Let the record show that all the aldermen, save for Vogelsberg and Pawlak, are present for this special city council meeting. We have one item of business to discuss, consider, and act upon. That is item one, consider side letter of agreement with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 196. Would we like edification prior to consideration, or?
Motion to approve.
Motion, Dantino?
Second.
Seconded by, was that Singer?
Yes, sir.
Questions or comments for Mrs. McKittrick and or Ms. Dawkins?
That's agreed.
Fairly straightforward.
Fairly straightforward.
So, obviously good work.
Yes.
And our congratulations and thanks to...
For the benefit of the viewing audience, do we want to elaborate slightly further or not?
Sure. Mrs. McKittrick, do you care to, or Stephanie? Stephanie?
Sure. We had gone to the electric union asking for wage concession for this upcoming fiscal year. By contract, they're eligible for a 3.5% increase. We asked them for a reduction to 2%. What we've agreed upon is that in lieu of a reduction in their wage, they will take 4 mandatory furlough days for each employee in the bargaining unit during the next fiscal year. In exchange for that, we will guarantee that no one in that bargaining unit will be laid off for that same time period. Essentially, this is 12 employees. It's a savings of about $16,000.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I think we should all thank the IBEC for cooperating. IBEW. Excuse me. I got the wrong unit.
Anyone else? Mr. Dantino.
That's about 48 days off. That should not incur any overtime then?
Right. The mandatory furlough days will be scheduled at the discretion of management so as not to interfere with operations and incur additional overtime.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Hill.
All I can say is job well done, Stephanie.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor? Well, actually,
it's roll call.
Yeah. Madam Recording Secretary, please take the roll.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Malandra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. 8 affirmative votes. No negative votes cast. I would also like to entertain a motion from the floor that we waive our duly deserved fees for tonight's special council meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Marx. Madam Recording Secretary, roll call, please.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Malandra.
Aye.
Richard Marx.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. There being no additional business to conduct under the special city council meeting, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Marx because of his confidence, seconded by Piper because of his outfit. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Microphones are off. Good night.